Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Mayit Katan Daf Chavdalet. Perhaps let's just go back to the top of the Yomid. Boi minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmol. Rabbi Yochanan asks Shmuel the following shayla. Yesh Avelos b'Shabbos? Does Avelos apply on Shabbos? Tosis explains, we're speaking about Dvarim Shebetzina, concealed, hidden things, such as refraining from Tashmish Hamita. So, would that apply on Shabbos? Oy ein Avelos b'Shabbos, or perhaps Shabbos is incompatible with Avelos altogether. Amarlehi responds, this is Shmuel, ein Avelos b'Shabbos, indeed, there is no Avelos on Shabbos, this is brought in the name of the Yerushalmi, it's based on a Pasuk, Birchas Hashem Yitasher, a time for Brocha, there is no sadness on Shabbos. Bracha denotes expansion, generosity, rather than atzvo, sadness, which reflects constriction. Now, actually, Tosis points out that Rabbi Yochanan himself did not accept this, as we're going to see later on in the Amud. He personally held that Dvorim Shebetzina does apply on Shabbos as well. Zok de Gemara, Yasvi Rabbonon Kamed Rapapa. There was some Talmidim, some Rabbanan sitting in front of Rapapa, v'ka'amri, and they were quoting Mishmei d'Shmuel. Shmuel said as follows, Avel sheshimesh mitasa b'imei evloi chayev misa. If an Avel neglects the Tashmish Hamita restrictions, he proceeds, b'imei evloi, he is chayev misa. Rashi Ksaviat says, of course, mi'min misa b'dei shemayim, for neglecting the concept of Avelos to this extent. Rapapa, listening to this, responds, Amar lehu Rapapa, osur itmar. Actually, it's not as severe as you presented. It's just asur. There's no misa involved, number one. And also, you've misquoted it. Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan Itmar, it was actually quoted in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and don't attribute it to Shmuel. V'ish mielochu mishmed Shmuel. Now, if there's anything that indeed you have heard in the name of Shmuel, it's the following thing. Hachi shmielochu, it's regarding other things, letting hair grow, doing kriya, that is critical and important to the extent that it could generate a misa consequence. Amar of Tachlifa Barabim Amar Shmuel, Aval Shalepara. If an Aval failed to let his hair grow, Vishalepiram didn't do kriya, didn't tear his clothing, Chay of Misa, this generates misa, and we have a pasig, which is used as a sort of a remez to this point. Shenema Roshechem Atifro, Bigdechem Loisifroim, Evloisam Musu. Hashem tells the Bnei Aaron, look, you've experienced the loss, but don't let your hair grow, don't tear your clothing, and don't be concerned that perhaps it's going to result in misa for neglecting your avelus, something which would apply typically. No, in your case, you're exempt, you're a kohen, you're in the Beis Hamikdash, v'lo yisamusu, you will not experience misa. We have a diuk, ha'acher shalei parah v'shalei pirim chayev misa. Apparently, you're a normal avel who fails to observe hilchas avelus, cuts his hair, doesn't cut his clothing, chayev misa. And of course, this is just an asmachta, because the simple pshat in the pasuk is that Hashem is telling them, you don't follow the avelus procedure, because you are kohanim in the mikdash, and by doing that, by failing, by ignoring the avelus, so to speak, by allowing the kahuna to override that, v'loy samusu, that will ensure that you're safe. So that's the pashat, pshat in the pasuk. But the remez is that don't be concerned about misa. That generally applies when one neglects avelus. You're not on that category. Amar Rav from Papa Tana. We learned in a brisa called Be'evel Rabasi. So there were two parts to the Masechta containing brises discussing halachas of avelus. We have Masechas Smachis, and we have another portion called Evel Rabasi, the larger section of this Masechta, which contains the majority of the brises discussing halachas avil. So what did we learn over there? Avil also l'shamash mitasu may evloi. An avil may not do shimush hamita b'may evloi. U'b'mais, in fact, there was a story, be'echat shimush mitasu may evloi, this fellow who neglected, ignored this restriction. And what happened? V'shamtu chazirim. Eskviyasai, swines, pulled apart his body, some say the evra zachar, as a midah k'neged midah, for his inappropriate behavior. Omar Shmuel. Now we're going to proceed to Avelos b'Shabbos. Certainly all agree, Avelos b'Farhesya, a public display of Avelos, is incompatible with the Shabbos. And therefore, says Shmuel, Pachaz Choyva. Pachaz represents three things. Pei, Ches, Zayin. that must be done on Shabbos to avoid any impression that he's observing Avelus. However, Neser, referring to three other things, shows that's voluntary, don't have to do that. Explains the Gemara. Pachaz stands for Priyasarosh. He needs to uncover his wrapped head. Unlike an oval who wraps his head, he has to uncover that. B'megala the Rosh, to show that he's not an oval. Chazeres Kara Lachayrov. Turning the torn portion of his beged behind him, flipping it around and covering it so it's not visible on Shabbos. That he must do to avoid appearing like an oval on Shabbos. Thirdly, Zekifa Samita, turning the bed back upright. That he must do, otherwise he's displaying Avelus b'Shabbos. So these three are Chayv obligatory. However, the Ilas HaSandal, obligating him to wear shoes, that you don't have to, because not everybody wears shoes. It's not an indication. It isn't necessarily a ride as an oval. He doesn't have to wear shoes. Tashma Shamita, avoiding Tashma Shamita, that's also voluntary, because remember, Shmuel was the one who held Ein Avelus b'Shabbos. So technically, there is no chiyuv to observe any sort of Avelus b'Shabbos. So Tashma Shamita, he can refrain from, if he wants to, but he doesn't have to. Ruchitza Sudaim Raglaim, Bechamen Arvis Rishus. Likewise, rinsing hands and feet with warm water on Shabbos itself, the covered Shabbos, that is also Rishus. You don't have to do that because not everybody gets to do it. So avoiding it isn't necessarily a raya of Avelus. V'Rav Amar, he adds another one to the list of Rishus. Af Priyasarish Rishus, uncovering one's wrapped head, is also voluntary. And the Gemara will explain soon, because you see, Shmuel held the proper atifa for an oval is ka'atifa as Yishmael, a very substantial type of atifa, a full wrap. Having that on Shabbos is a true indication of avails. You have to get rid of it. But Rav held even a slight wrapping is sufficient, and therefore it isn't necessarily a true indication of avails if one should walk around like that. Therefore, he says it's voluntary. You don't have to necessarily uncover the atifa. Asks the Gemara, Ushmuel, Maishno Nilas Asando de Rishus. Why is it that Shmuel maintains wearing shoes is voluntary? Because the Lav Kuli Almi Avidi, not everybody necessarily proceeds, the Saimimusan Ayu wear shoes all the time. Perhaps he's just not wearing shoes for whatever reason. And therefore, it isn't necessarily an indication of Avelus, and therefore it's not obligatory, it's not a chiv for an Aval to wear shoes on Shabbos. Priyasarish Nami. Regarding unwrapping one's head, there as well, Lav Kuli Alma Avidu, the Megali Reishayu. Not necessarily everybody will have uncovered heads on Shabbos, and therefore, we shouldn't be Mechayiv him to do so. Having a slightly covered head isn't necessarily an indication of Avelus, so what's the big deal? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Tamei, because Shmuel follows his personal Shita, the Amar Shmuel. Two things he tells us regarding Avelus. Number one, Kriya on one's clothing needs to be b'shas chimam, Rashi learns. B'shas ha'scholas ha'tzar, b'shas misa. When the heart's still warm and fully agitated during the shas misa, Tosis learns, that means kol zayin, as long as it's still fresh, as long as the tragedy is still fresh, kriya is valid. But once it wanes, once it loses its freshness, the kriya is not a valid kriya. That's number one. Regarding atifa sarosh, which an oval does, how extensive? V'chol atifa she'ena, k'atifa as Yishmael, in atifa, any atifa which does not appear like the atifa conducted by the Yishmael, who wrap their whole face around, but they're all, that's not considered a proper atifa for an oval. So should an oval have this on Shabbos? It's Avelus v'farhesia. Therefore, Shmuel is machayev, removal of this priyasarish. Whereas Rav, he holds even a slight atifa sufficient. So it's because the oval is slightly wrapped. It doesn't necessarily denote Avelus, and therefore, it's okay if he keeps it on. How extensive is this atifa Yishmaelim? Machvi Rav Nachman showed on himself, ad gubi de dikna, until the crevices of the beard, some say it means the bottom of the chin, in any case, a full wrap is required. What is their concern? Some of Farshim learn like this. See, Rabbi Yechon himself, his personal opinion is, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos B'Tzina. As we're going to see soon in the Gemara. So technically, B'Tzina, it's okay for an Avel to conduct all forms of Avelos, and perhaps even wrapping his head. But perhaps we're speaking about an Avel who's concerned it's inconsistent with Shabbos. He's concerned, he wants to be machmer. Says Rabbi Yechonon, the concern can only apply Elo She'en Lo Min Olam Baraglav. He's not wearing shoes. And perhaps he can appear like an oval, and he might not be happy with that. But the way around it is as follows. Aval Yesh Lo Min Olam Baraglav. Let's say he's actually wearing shoes on Shabbos. In this case, he can do what he wants because Min Olav Mechich and Olav. The fact that he's wearing shoes is the biggest indication that it's not a velus. So this way he can wrap his head and not be concerned about interfering with the concept of Shabbos. Let's go back to Shmuel. It tells us Kriya takes place immediately after the passing, after the death. Kol kera she'ena b'shas chimim ena kera, unless the kera is done at the time of chimim, when he's agitated, his heart's warm and connected to the loss, unless it's done then, doesn't have much value. Really? They once told Shmuel that Rav passed away. And this happened way after the fact. And Shmuel responded with a kriya. He tore 12 begadim. First one today, at the point of Misa. Next day he changed his clothing. He ripped again. Next day again, until 12 days, which is way past the Shiva. Amar, he exclaimed as follows, I'm in distress, I'm so sad upon Rav's passing. Look what happened, Ozel Gavra. Look at this man who left us, Dava Mistafina Menei. I was fearful of him, Rashi says. Bekushes, he used to challenge me with heavy-hitting questions. And the person say, that compelled me to prepare my learning properly. He set me straight. He ensured that I had clarity in learning. What am I going to do now? Perhaps I'll err in my learning. There's another story. It's Rabbi Yechonon. Amr leid Rabbi Yechonon. Noch nafshi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina passed away. Again, kor aleit leisar. Istli milsa. He tore, on his account, 13. Istli milsa, silk robes. One today, one tomorrow. Omar, he announced as follows, Ozal Gavra, you know who left us? A man that Dava Mistafina Mene, that I have pachad from. I was fearful of him. So this was a great loss. So Kriya can take place way after the fact, and it works. Answers the Gemara. Here it's different. Shani Rabban, when a Talmud Chacham leaves, it's different. The Kivan de Kol Shat, because since on a regular basis, Mit Kirishma Tayu, their halachis, their lessons are quoted and learned in Beis HaMedrash. Kishas Chimam Damu. Dami. It's considered Shas Chimam. Their memory is still fresh and real. It's relevant. The loss is happening right now. It's felt today as it was felt then, and therefore, even past the Shiva, Kriya is in place. We have another kash on this. Amalei Rabin. But Adelu Rava, he tells Rava, Amar Tamitcha, you know your Talmud, Rav Amram said as follows. He presented a price, Tanya. Ovel, Kol Shiva, throughout the Shiva period, Kaira Lefanav, the torn portion of his baggage is in front of him, is visible, is displayed, Lefanav, Vimbola Hachlev. He decides to switch his shirt, Machlev, he can do that, Bikorea, but he has to re-tear the second shirt again. This is past Chimum. Chimum means on account of the tragedy. During Shiva, one time, but once he did Kriya once, the Chimum is over. He already expressed his agitation, it's over. And here we learn, even the next day when he changes his shirt, he performs another Kriya. The Brisa continues, B'Shabbos. Suppose he wants to change his shirt for Shabbos, Kriya L'Achrav. Sorry, B'Shabbos, Kriya L'Achrav. On Shabbos, standard procedure is to hide, to flip around the torn portion that's not visible, it turns it to La'achrav. Vimbo La'achrav. If he chooses to change his shirt for Shabbos, Machlev, he can do so. V'eine Korea, he doesn't tear it when he puts on the new shirt, the covered Shabbos. In any case, it's clear that Korea takes place even later on, at a later date. Even after Korea, of chimum already happened, he does another kriya the next day. What's the point of that kriya? It's not kriya b'shas chimum. Kitanya he b'kavod of avim. We're speaking about parents. True, it's not the standard kriya b'shas chimum, but he can't wear a beged during the shiva. That's not torn. So on account of this special mitzvah of kibbutz of aim, he has to re-tear the beged, although this is not your standard uniform type of kriya. And therefore, says the Gemara, we have a shail on that. How do we treat the second kera? So the first kera, b'shas chimum, is a proper kera, as we learned a few days ago by Ovi Imoy. You don't even make a temporary stitch. You don't do shailel until 30, and ma'achen, which refers to a proper restoration, that's not done forever. You just leave it as such. What about this extra credit kriya, which is done the covered of Avi Imoy? Oysen kroin mes'achen, can they be restored? Or in mes'achen, or perhaps we treat it like a regular kriya, which doesn't allow restoration. Rav Machlokes, pligibo avod Rav Oishia, ubar kapara. There's a machlokes between Rav Oishia's father and bar kapara. Chadama one maintains, in mes'achen, we treat it like a regular kriya, we cannot restore it. Chadomar, the other one maintains, Mis'achen, you may restore it because this is only the covered of Avi'imoy, this is not the true Kriya B'Shas Misa, you can go and fix it up. Testaim, we can prove, Testaim literally means Lashon Simon, we can have an indication about who said what. The Avod, it was Rabbi Ishi's father who said, the Omar in Mis'achen, even the second tier cannot be restored. The Omar of Ishi, because Rabbi Ishi, his own son, says, in Mis'achen, they cannot be restored. Let's assume, who did he hear the halacha from? Let's assume from his father. Apparently his father holds as such. And says the Gemara Loi, perhaps not. Mi bar kapara, Rabbi Shmili, he actually heard it from his Rebbe bar kapara. Bar kapara is the one who holds ein mes'achen, but perhaps Rabbi Shmili's father himself holds mes'achen. So we have no right. Amar Rava. Ovel. On Shabbos, an Avil can be metayel b'unkli b'seich b'seich. He can walk around wearing his torn robe in his house because it's Avelus b'tzina. Abaye ashkech l'Rav Yosef. In fact, Abaye meets Rav Yosef on Shabbos when he was an Avil in his house. The parasle sudra reisha. He had a sudra, a scarf wrapped around his head. V'ozl v'asav b'seich. He was walking about in his house. Omar Le, Abaye asks him, Leisavala Mar in Avelus b'Shabbos? What about in Avelus b'Shabbos? You're not meant to display Avelus on Shabbos. Omar Le, he responds, what do I mean? I'm in private. Hochi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Dvorim shebetzinanoyik. Private Avelus does apply on Shabbos, and therefore in my own home, that's private Avelus, and we do it. Tosis brings B'Shem the Bahag, that's how we paskin. Rabbi Yochanan, Dvorim shebetzinanoyik b'Shabbos. Now, it's interesting because Shmuel told us pachaz choyva. There are certain things you may not do on Shabbos. For instance, you have to fix your bed. You have to restore the bed, turn it back upright. Now we're speaking in one's bedroom. Why is that considered a problem on Shabbos? It's petzina. So the mafreshim say, even though it's in one's home, because it's something so clear and evident, it's something so clearly avelus related. So even though it's in the privacy of his home, that's considered a farhesi, as an element of a farhesi, it can be easily noticed, and therefore that has to be addressed. As opposed to just a sudar on his head, it isn't necessarily avelus, chances are it is, but it doesn't have the same level as kfiya samita, which only an oval would do, and therefore that has to be addressed on Shabbos, as opposed to sudar areshei, once it's in his home, it's considered varen shebitzina, and it's mutar on Shabbos. Okay, so what do we learn? Avelus b'Shabbos, Machlokes, Shmuel says no, Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Of course, we're speaking about Avelus b'Tzina only. Public displays of Avelus are not allowed on Shabbos. We learned about the type of Atifa that has to be done, according to Shmuel, Atifas Yishmael. It's an extensive type of Atifa. Kriya is b'Shas Chimum. So during the Shiva period, the first Kriya is the Kriya of Shas Chimum. The subsequent Kriyas do not constitute Shas Chimum. We have one exception, as Talmud Chacham, as the Gemara says, whenever we remember him and recall him, that refreshes the tragedy, and that's called Shas Chimum as well. Zok the Gemara, Rav Lezer Omer, Mishachara Beis Hamikdash, Atzeres Kashabbos. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Yom Tov is a Zman of Simcha. It overrides Avelus. Not only does it override the Avelus, it cuts it short. It shortens it. It minimizes it. So if a person has already experienced somewhat of the Shiva experience, the Gemara Paskin, even one day, even one moment, and then regular rise, it cuts short the Shiva. It's as though he observed 7 days of Shiva, it's over. He had a compacted Shiva. What if he's already in the Shloshim? And then regular rise, it cuts short the Shloshim as well. What is considered a regal? What is considered a Zman Yom Tov? So according to Rabbi Gamliel, well, Pesach and Sukkot are givens, even Shavuos, even Bezman HaZeh, where it's just a one-day occasion, as opposed to Bezman HaMikdash, when it was really a seven-day affair, because you had the Yom Tov and the following 6 days to bring your Eilas Re'iyah, Shalmech Hagiga, it's called Yimei Tashlumen, so the Yom Tov sort of extended past the actual Yom Tov. It was a seven-day event. Bezman HaZeh, we don't have the Mikdash. Still, Rabbi Gamliel maintains, once a regal, always a regal. It has the same chashivas as a regular regal. Not only that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur as well are considered a regal, even though technically they're not Zmani Simcha, Zmani Yira and Tshuva. We don't even say Halal. But as the Ramban points out, Hukshu Kol HaRegolim Zelazeh, all Yom Tovim are in the same boat. We don't differentiate. And they also have the ability to cut short the Shiva or the Shloshim, depending on the situation. Amar Rav Gidlbar Menashe Amar Shmuel, Halach Kram Gamliel. In fact, that's the Halacha. Whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, has din of a regal and a cut short the Avelus. V'ikad Demasni Lahod Rav Gidlbar Menashe. Some applied Rav Gidlbar Menashe's Halacha, the fact that he Paskin the Halacha, they applied it to a different topic altogether. On what? On the following brace. The brace describes various levels of Avelus, depending on the age of the child, depending on the extent and magnitude of the tragedy, depending on the maturity of the child, depending on how much cover you have to give to the child. It all depends on age and maturity. We have different levels of Avelus. The Sanya, we learned in the brace. Kol Lamed Yom. If a newborn passes away, Rachman al-Atzlan, within 30 days of birth, we're not so machmer when it comes to his avelus. It's considered like a nafel, not really a viable child, and therefore tinoik yoytze bechek, we carry him out by hand. V'nikbra, we bury him with just three people, and even one of them could be an isha, b'isha achas, with ne'anoshim, with one woman, two men, that's okay. Avaloi b'ish echad, with ne'anoshim, but not the other way around. You can have one man or two women. We're concerned about yichad, even in this circumstance. Abashol, I mean, he says no. It's the time of avelus. They're not going to be sidetracked and behave improperly. Therefore, af b'ish echad u'shtei noshim, you can have one man or two women taking care of the kvura of this nefel. So we bury him, but that's it. Ve'ein oim din alav b'shura. We don't apply all the other halachas. We don't go through the procedure of avelus. We don't stand in line where the avelim pass by and they comfort it. We don't do that. Ve'ein oim din alav brichas avelim. We don't say the bracha. V'tanchumi avelim. We don't say makim benachem. We don't do all that. Ben shloshim, once he reaches 30, Tosis points out that day 30 is considered like less than 30. So ben shloshim means he's past 30. He's considered a bar kayam. He has mochashivas. We give him more covet. Yoytze b'luskuma. We carry him out, Rashi says, an aron in a coffin. Rabbi Do Omer loyd luskuma hanatelis bekotev. It can't be a small box that you can just carry on one shoulder. El hanatelis b'gapayim. You need two people carrying a bigger one. V'ayim din olav b'shura, we make the shura, the row where they get the tanchumen. V'ayim olav brichas avelim, v'tanchumi avelim, we do everything we need to do. Ben yubeis chodesh, once he's 12 months old, he's already a year old, yetu amita, we carry him out in a mita, which makes it more real, more tangible, it's more derech covered. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, he says you need a two-year-old, or at least he should look like a two-year-old, should look as mature as a two-year-old as far as body size. Hu ben shana, let's say he's 1 year old, ve rav kemen shtayim. As far as his appearance, he looks like a 2 year old. His parents treat him like a 2 year old. Look at my mature son. So that generates bitter feelings of a tragedy. It's a terrible tragedy, and therefore he deserves this mita. Hu ben shtayim, or let's say he's really 2 years old, ve'rar k'ben shana, and as far as his appearance, he just looks like a one-year-old. In this case as well, since he's really 2 years old, he deserves more kavod. Yoytze b'mita, we carry him out in a mita. Now what's the difference if he's in a mita or not? We have another nafkamina here. Rav Shimon al-Zo'imer, ha-yoytze b'mita, any mate that's meant to be carried out with a mita, it's meant to generate, meant to elicit a more intense reaction on account of the tzibur. Rabbi Matzivin alav, according to Rashi Ksavyad, Rabbi Mitzavchin alav. The public responds by crying out, by calling out in distress. It makes it more tangible, more real. He's more exposed. It's more of a real tragedy, and that's how he's meant to respond when the mace is carried out with a mita. But any other mita, mace which who's younger doesn't deserve this mita. Ein Rabbi Matzivim alav. Likewise, the reaction isn't as intense. So if he's taken out a mita, it generates this matzivan. If he's just taken out in a different manner, a box, etc., it doesn't have this reaction. But Lezer Zayu Imer, he has a chiddush, and it's a kula. Tanakama maintained that even a 30-month-old elicits tanchumi avelim, they come and they comfort the avelim. But Lezer Zayu says like this, Nika l'rab, if the child, the toddler, is known to all. Rashi says, he wanders out of the home. People know him, they recognize him. Then Rabbim is asking Imboi, it's incumbent on the Rabbim to come and join and to be Menachem the Avelim. They can relate to the tragedy. But Eina Nikola Rabbim, suppose he's a real youngster, he's not yet known to the Rabbim. He's just a little baby at home. Ein Rabbim is asking Imboi, the Rabbim are not obligated to go and be Menachem Avel. Apparently because they can't relate to it, it's something that's it's not really real to them, it's not tangible to them, and therefore Tanchumi Avelim is not in place. What about Hespet for a youngster? Umahin behespet. It depends how old. Rameya Rashem Bishmol Aimer. Anim, a child of a poor man. B'nei Sholish. So these children, as soon as they're 3 years old, they deserve a Hespet. Ashirim. Children of wealthy parents, b'nei chamesh, until 5, there's no hesped. What's the difference? So Rashi here learns, l'fisha oni mitztair al banav yosem in asher. Oni is more distressed upon the passing of his child. L'fisha ein l'simcha acheres. He has no other source of joy. He doesn't have millions in the bank. He has his children. That's his pride and his joy, and therefore he's more distressed. And even when they're younger, he's affected more than asher. And that's why by the Ani, a 3-year-old elicits this tremendous tsar, which requires hesped, as opposed to by the usher, it's only a 5-year-old. The Ran says, look, the Ani expends so much effort for tuition to raise his child. It comes hard. He invests much more into the child than the usher, and therefore the child is very dear to him. His extra chavivas, and even if he's just 3 years old, it carries the same value as a 5-year-old by an usher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Shmuel, says, we bump it up a little bit. Aniyim b'nei chamish, by the Aniyim it's a 5-year-old, that requires the hesped. Ashir b'nei sheish, by an usher it's just a 6-year-old. U'b'nei zekenim, what about a child of older parents, that also has extra value, the parents are relying on the child to assist them. Ben zekunim has extra value, the parents know that's it, this is the last. So they want that hemshech, and they're very distressed. Lo yaleinu, if they are experiencing a tragic loss, and therefore kibnei aniyim, we treat it like kibnei aniyim. It's the same age category. Amar here we have Rav Gidl. Amar Rav Gidl. Bar Menashe Amar Rav. Halach Rav Yehuda. She'amar Mishmo Yishmo. We follow Rav Yehuda's formula. It's 5 by the aniyim and 6 by the eshur. Let's go back to Regel, to the topic on hand. Dorash Rav Anani Bar Sosin. Rav Anani Bar Sosin got up and he said, a drash, a shir, a pischa de venesia, by the entranceway of the Nasi's home. I saw from one of the Rishayna, why would they do that? You find elsewhere as well, they would go and speak, they would say that drash is the halacha at the Pesach of the Beis HaNasi. He says, look, it gives it mochashivas. Oh, they spoke at the Rav's house, they said this and this. This is what they would speak over there and give it more formality, made it more reliable and prone to acceptance. So what did he say? Yom Tov is mevatel the Shloshim. Yom Tov is mevatel Shiva. Okay, now let's say a person had one day of Shiva. So he's not yet in the Shloshim. But Shiva, he already experienced somewhat. Regel arrives. Regel cuts down the Shiva. He says, though he had the whole Shiva. So though he had 7 days. But now he proceeds to Shloshim. That's unaffected by the Regel because he's not yet in the Shloshim territory for the Regel to interfere. Regel overrides the situation that he's already in. That's one point. And number two, he paskin, like we said before, that even atzeres, bizman hazeh, shvuos, nowadays has a din of a regel. Here comes a chiddush. So he's finished with the shiva, but he has to count shloshim. Now you may remember back on Avchav, the Gemara tells us that the days of Yom Tov can be counted for shloshim. Why? Because there are some elements of avelus that apply to regel as well. We don't cut hair during regel, albeit for a different reason. But the fact is, practically speaking, he is complying with some halachas of shloshim, and therefore it can count for the shloshim as well. So the days of Yom Tov can be counted for the 30. The chiddush here is that Yom Tov, even Shavuos, which is really just a one-day Yom Tov, has a din like 7 days. It's a seven-day event. Why? Tesis says because Bizman HaMikdash. It was a seven-day event. They would make up the karbanos for the next 6 days. So it was a seven-day event. Likewise, Bizman HaZeh, we stuck to that formula. Just as Pesach and Sukkot are seven-day events, Shavuos as well has value like 7 days. And therefore, he gets a discount. It says, though he had 7 days of Shloshim. And he starts from day eight. After Yom Tov, he starts from day eight. Or day nine, if he started before Yom Tov, right? So it's 1 day, then Yom Tov, and then he's at day nine right now. Yom Echad Lefnei Atzeres. If an Aval experienced 1 day of Avelus, and then Atzeres arrives, which cuts short his Shiva, for Atzeres, and they pass through Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, he has 14 days in his pocket. Harei Kan Arba Asar. It's 14 days. Why? Because he already had the Shiva before Yom Tov, even though it was just a 1 day Shiva. It's a 1 day Shiva. It's as though he observed the entire Shiva period. Yom Tov is valued at 7. So he's done 14. After Yom Tov, he starts with 15. You know, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, in Chutz Laretz, we have 2 days Yom Tov. He's already at day 15. Because second Yom Tov counts like day 15. So Yisro Chag is day 16. So this was the halacha presented by Rav Onani Bar Sosin and Amora. What happened? Shama Rabbi Ami heard this halacha v'ikvut. He was upset. Amar, he says, is this his chiddush? This is a known chiddush presented by a Tana. Atro the day, is this his own personal chiddush that he's introducing? It's old news. Rav Blazer of Yeshihi. We're going to see soon. Rav Blazer was the one who says that Atzeres has tashlumen. If one didn't bring his carbon on the first day of Shavuos, he has 6 days to make that up. So the Shavuos event lasts for 7 days. And this is the yisoid of this concept, says Rami. This is the core of this whole yisoid. This is the lesson here. This is the chiddush. So it's his chiddush, not yours. So although Rav Oishi never spoke about Avelis, he wasn't speaking about halachas Avelis, but karbanos. But Rami connected the dots. Rav Blaz already taught us this concept that Shavuos is a 7 day event, and certainly when it comes to Avelis, we treat it as such. We treat it like a 7 day event, and it counts towards the Shloshim. It's not your Chiddush, it's his Chiddush. This is another story. Dora Shabi Yitzchak Nafcha. So he taught Akilo at the entrance room, the Resh Galusa, the Resh Galusa's home. Yom Echad of Ne'atzeres, Ve'atzeres, Harikana Basar, same halacha. Again, Shomer of Sheshes, this time it was him. Ikbert, he was upset. Omar Atu Dedei, is that his Chiddush? Terblazer and Rabbi Yeshi. Terblazer's Chiddush. Oh, to Omar, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshi, Menayin Lat Seres, Sheyesh Lat Hashlum Kol Shiva. But where do we know that one could make up missing Karbanis for 6 days running, for 6 days after Shavuos. Shenema, the pasuk says, b'chag ha-matzis, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. We equate all the Yom Tovim. Ma chag ha-matzis, yesh la tashlum kol shiva. Just as on Pesach, you can make up the missing carbon throughout the entire 7 day Pesach period, you know, throughout Chol HaMoed, that's Pashut. Af chag ha-shavuos, yesh la tashlum kol shiva, same on Shavuos. Even though it's really just a 1 day Yom Tov, but it has a 6 day makeup period. Bottom line is, Shavuos is a 7 day event. And therefore, we treat it as such when it comes to Avelis as well. Even Bizman Azeh, we treat it like 7 days. So once he had this Yom Echa beforehand, which was cut short, so he has his Avelis right there, 7 days right there. Atzeres, this 1/7 day event is considered like 7 days. Come after Shavuos, he's holding at day 15 of Ishloishim. Here comes another chiddush. Adbere Rav Papa. Rav Papa convinced, he invited Rav Avi Saba to come take a walk with him. But Dorish, and he told him like this. The same applies to Rosh Hashanah. Yom Echad Levnei Rosh Hashanah. If you had 1 day, merely 1 day of Avelis before Rosh Hashanah, Ve'er Rosh Hashanah, and then we have Rosh Hashanah that comes along. So that compacts the Shiva. It cuts off the Shiva. It's already past Shiva. So Rosh Hashanah itself is also the Yom Tov like any other, and therefore Harei Kana Basa, we treat it like he's experienced 14 days of Shloshim. Amar Avinah, he comes even a greater Chiddush. Hilkach, therefore, following in line with this formula, what's going to happen if Yom Echad Lefnei Chag, he had Shiva 1 day before Sukkos, V'chag, and he passed through Sukkos, 7 days, U'shmini Shloi, plus Shmini Atzeres, which is really a separate Yom Tov. Guess where he's holding? In the Shloshim. Harei kana esrim ve'echad yom. He's passed 21 days of Shloshim. He starts at 22. One chutzlar is 23. Why? Because the same thing. The Shiva he had beforehand, 7 days of Sukkos is another 7, takes him to 14. Shmini Atzeres, although it's just a 1 day Yom Tov, but Yom Tov is Yom Tov. We give it a din like 7, as a chashiva, it's like a full week. So now he's past 21. There was a story involving Ravina. Ikla, he visited Lusura de Pras, the town of Sura, near the river Pras. Amali Rav Chaviva Misura de Pras. So Chaviva, the local Chaviva, turns to Ravina. Ravina, Amar Mar, he says, did you say the following halacha? Did you say this? I heard in your name that you said, Yom Echad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, V'Rosh Hashanah, Harei Kana Bar, so considered like 14 days? Is that what you said? Really, he didn't. He spoke about Sukkos. He didn't speak about Rosh Hashanah. He says, look, I'm not disagreeing, but don't blame it. I didn't say it. I know, all I said was like this. Mistavra, kirabon gamliel. I mean, I said that it's plausible, it's probable that Rabban Gamliel's shita is correct. He was the one who said that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are considered like a regal that can cut short the avelis. If he's during Shiva, can cut short the Shiva. During Shloshim, cut short the Shloshim. That's all I said. I didn't take it a step further. To the point that we treat Rosh Hashanah and Kippur like 7 days. I didn't say that. I'm not disagreeing. I didn't say that. It was actually the other Madama. It was Rav Papa who said it, right? He said Rosh Hashanah counts like 7 days. That's what we do with Bizman Hazeh as well. Lach Lamaisa, if one had even just a short moment of Avelis before the Yom Tov, his Shiva is up. So although he's lost the count to Shloshim, but the regal can count towards the Shloshim. And even a short-lived regal like a Shavuos or Shanim Kippur is valued at 7. In the case of Shavuos, we have a total of 14. In the case of Sukkos, we can end up with 21 because of the Shmini Atzeres element as well. So what is a regal? All regal, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shanim Kippur all count as a regal, can cut short the Avelis and are counted like 7 days each. Okay, what did we learn today? We learned about Avelos B'Shabbos, by Dvarim Shebetzina, we have a Machlokes, Tosfos Paskens that there is Avelos Shebetzina. And Avos meant to be very careful with his Avelos restrictions, Tashin Shamita, Priya Prima, according to some, there's a Chiyav Misa for neglecting these things. Chiyav Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Avelos B'Faresi B'Shabbos must be avoided. The concept of Kriya is an expression of agitation b'shas chimam, when things are really fresh and intense. It's only the first time. Teich Zayin, that's it. But subsequent kriyas are not considered b'shas chimam. One exception is the Talmud Chacham. And parents, even the kriya shniya is required, meaning if he switches begadim, he has to be kriya again. L'kavod aveim, can they be restored? We have various levels of avelus, depending on the age of the child, his chashivas, and the tragedy experienced upon his loss. If he's within 30 days, we minimize. Once he's 30, we pick it up a notch. Yud Beis Chodesh even more. And we have the 2-year-old. Regarding a hesped, the psak is a 5-year-old by Bnei Aniyim, 6-year-old by Bnei Ashirim, Bnei Zekeinim, Kibnei Aniyim. Regal cuts short the Avelis, irrelevant of whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Kippur. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.